Today on Commuter Bible, Ezekiel dramatizes the coming exile and condemns the false prophets who speak from their own imagination. It's Ezekiel chapters 12 through 15 and Isaiah chapter 37. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. While Ezekiel's audience often rejected his message, there's no way they could have missed it. For Ezekiel often prophesied not just with words, but with actions. In an age before television or theater, the illustrative actions of a regarded prophet would not only have been a spectacle, but also would have been the talk of the town. At the Lord's command, Ezekiel acts out the exile, including the actions of a blinded King Zedekiah. Later, false prophets are condemned for making up prophecies and believing that their imaginations will be fulfilled. Ezekiel, chapters 12 through 15. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, you are living among a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear. For they are a rebellious house. Now you, son of man, get your bags ready for exile, and go into exile in their sight during the day. You will go into exile from your place to another place while they watch. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. During the day, bring out your bags like an exile's bags while they look on. Then in the evening, go out in their sight like those going into exile. As they watch, dig through the wall and take the bags out through it. And while they look on, lift the bags to your shoulder and take them out in the dark. Cover your face so that you cannot see the land. For I have made you a sign to the house of Israel. So I did just as I was commanded. In the daytime I brought out my bags like an exile's bags. In the evening I dug through the wall by hand. I took them out in the dark, carrying them on my shoulder in their sight. In the morning, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, hasn't the house of Israel, that rebellious house, asked you, what are you doing? Say to them, this is what the Lord God says. This pronouncement concerns the prince in Jerusalem and the whole house of Israel living there. You are to say, I am a sign for you. Just as I have done, it will be done to them. They will go into exile, into captivity. The prince who is among them will lift his bags to his shoulder in the dark and go out. They will dig through the wall to bring him out through it. He will cover his face so he cannot see the land with his eyes. But I will spread my net over him, and he will be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he will not see it, and he will die there. I will also scatter all the attendants who surround him and all his troops to every direction of the wind, and I will draw a sword to chase after him. They will know that I am the Lord when I disperse them among the nations and scatter them among the countries. But I will spare a few of them from the sword, famine, and plague, so that among the nations where they go, they can tell about all their detestable practices. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, eat your bread with trembling and drink your water with anxious shaking, Then say to the people of the land, this is what the Lord God says about the residents of Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They will eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water in dread, for their land will be stripped of everything in it because of the violence of all who live there. The inhabited cities will be destroyed, and the land will become dreadful. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, what is this proverb you people have about the land of Israel, which goes, the days keep passing by, and every vision fails. Therefore say to them, this is what the Lord God says. I will put a stop to this proverb, and they will not use it again in Israel. But say to them, the days have arrived, as well as the fulfillment of every vision. For there will no longer be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. But I, the Lord, will speak whatever message I will speak, and it will be done. It will no longer be delayed. For in your days, rebellious house, I will speak a message and bring it to pass. This is the declaration of the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, notice that the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees concerns many years from now. He prophesies about distant times. Therefore say to them, this is what the Lord God says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. The message I speak will be fulfilled. This is the declaration of the Lord God. The Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who are prophesying. Say to those who prophesy out of their own imagination, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Your prophets, Israel, are like jackals among ruins. You do not go up to the gaps or restore the wall around the house of Israel so that it might stand in battle on the day of the Lord. They saw false visions, and their divinations were a lie. They claimed, this is the Lord's declaration, when the Lord did not send them. Yet they wait for the fulfillment of their message. Didn't you see a false vision and speak a lying divination when you proclaimed, this is the Lord's declaration, even though I had not spoken? Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. You have spoken falsely and had lying visions. That's why you discover that I am against you. This is the declaration of the Lord. My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and speak lying divinations. They will not be present in the council of my people or be recorded in the register of the house of Israel, and they will not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord God. Since they have led my people astray by saying, Peace, when there is no peace, and when a flimsy wall is being built, they plaster it with whitewash. Therefore, tell those plastering it with whitewash that it will fall. Torrential rain will come, and I will send hailstones plunging down, and a whirlwind will be released. When the wall has fallen, will you not be asked, Where's the whitewash you plastered on it? So this is what the Lord God says. I will release a whirlwind in my wrath. Torrential rain will come in my anger, and hailstones will fall in destructive fury. I will demolish the wall you plastered with whitewash and knock it to the ground so that its foundation is exposed. The city will fall, and you will be destroyed within it. Then you will know that I am the Lord. After I exhaust my wrath against the wall and against those who plaster it with whitewash, I will say to you, The wall is no more, and neither are those who plastered it. Those prophets of Israel, who prophesied to Jerusalem and saw a vision of peace for her when there was no peace. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Now you, son of man, face the women among your people who prophesy out of their own imagination and prophesy against them. Say, This is what the Lord God says. Woe to the women who sew magic bands on the wrist of every hand and who make veils for the heads of people of every size in order to ensnare lives. Will you ensnare the lives of my people, but preserve your own? You profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and scraps of bread. You put those to death who should not die, and spare those who should not live, when you lie to my people, who listen to lies. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. I am against your magic bands, with which you ensnare people like birds, and I will tear them from your arms. I will free the people you have ensnared like birds. I will also tear off your veils and rescue my people from your hands, so that they will no longer be prey in your hands. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you have disheartened the righteous person with lies, when I intended no distress, and because you have supported the wicked person so that he does not turn from his evil way to save his life, therefore, you will no longer see false visions or practice divination. I will rescue my people from your hands. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat down in front of me. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts and have put their sinful stumbling blocks in front of themselves. Should I actually let them inquire of me? Therefore, speak to them and tell them, This is what the Lord God says. When anyone from the house of Israel sets up idols in his heart and puts his sinful stumbling block in front of himself, and then comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him appropriately. I will answer him according to his many idols, so that I may take hold of the house of Israel by their hearts. They are all estranged from me because of their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, This is what the Lord God says. Repent and turn away from your idols. turn your faces away from all your detestable things. For when anyone from the house of Israel or from the aliens who reside in Israel separates himself from me, setting up idols in his heart and putting his sinful stumbling block in front of himself, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me, I, the Lord, will answer him myself. I will turn against that one and make him a sign and a proverb. I will cut him off from among my people. Then you will know that I am the Lord. But if a prophet is deceived and speaks a message, it was I, the Lord, who deceived that prophet. I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. They will bear their punishment. The punishment of the one who inquires will be the same as that of the prophet, in order that the house of Israel may no longer stray from following me and no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. This is the declaration of the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, suppose a land sins against me by acting faithlessly, and I stretch out my hand against it to cut off its supply of bread, to send famine through it, and to wipe out both man and animal from it. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would rescue only themselves by their righteousness. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Suppose I allow dangerous animals to pass through the land and depopulate it so that it becomes desolate, with no one passing through it for fear of the animals. Even if these three men were in it, as I live, the declaration of the Lord God, they could not rescue their sons or daughters. They alone would be rescued, but the land would be desolate. Or suppose I bring a sword against that land and say, let a sword pass through it, so that I wipe out both man and animal from it. Even if these three men were in it, as I live, the declaration of the Lord God, they could not rescue their sons or daughters, but they alone would be rescued. Or suppose I send a plague into that land and pour out my wrath on it with bloodshed to wipe out both man and animal from it. Even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, the declaration of the Lord God, they could not rescue their son or daughter. They would rescue only themselves by their righteousness. For this is what the Lord God says. How much worse will it be when I send my four devastating judgments against Jerusalem? Sword, famine, dangerous animals, and plague, in order to wipe out both man and animal from it. Even so, there will be survivors left in it, sons and daughters, who will be brought out. Indeed, they will come out to you, and you will observe their conduct and actions. Then you will be consoled about the devastation I have brought on Jerusalem, about all I have brought on it. They will bring you consolation when you see their conduct and actions. And you will know that it was not without cause that I have done what I did to it. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, how does the wood of the vine, that branch among the trees of the forest, compare to any other wood? Can wood be taken from it to make something useful? Or can anyone make a peg from it to hang things on? In fact, it is put into the fire as fuel. The fire devours both of its ends, and the middle is charred. Can it be useful for anything? Even when it was whole, it could not be made into a useful object. How much less can it ever be made into anything useful when the fire has devoured it and it is charred? Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Like the wood of the vine among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire as fuel, so I will give up the residents of Jerusalem. I will turn against them. They may have escaped from the fire, but it will still consume them. And you will know that I am the Lord when I turn against them. I will make the land desolate because they have acted unfaithfully. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Isaiah chapter 37. When King Hezekiah heard their report, he tore his clothes, put on a sackcloth, and went to the Lord's temple. He sent Eliakim, who was in charge of the palace, Shebna, the court secretary, and the leading priests, who were wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. They said to him, "This is what Hezekiah says. Today is a day of distress, rebuke, and disgrace. It is as if children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to deliver them. Perhaps the Lord your God will hear all the words of the royal spokesman, whom his master, the king of Assyria, sent to mock the living God, and will rebuke him for the words that the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, offer a prayer for the surviving remnant." So the servants of King Hezekiah went to Isaiah, who said to them, "Tell your master, the Lord says this, don't be afraid because of the words you have heard, with which the king of Assyria's attendants have blasphemed me. I am about to put a spirit in him, and he will hear a rumor and return to his own land, where I will cause him to fall by the sword." When the royal spokesman heard that the king of Assyria had pulled out of Lachish, he left and found him fighting against Libna. The king had heard concerning King Tirhaka of Cush, "He has set out to fight against you." So when he heard this, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "Say this to King Hezekiah of Judah. Don't let your God on whom you rely deceive you by promising that Jerusalem won't be handed over to the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the countries. They completely destroyed them. Will you be rescued? Did the gods of the nations that my predecessors destroyed rescue them? Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the Edenites of Telasser. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Henna, or Iva?" Hezekiah took the letter from the messenger's hands, read it, then went up to the Lord's temple and spread it out before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed to the Lord. Lord God of armies, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made the heavens and the earth. Listen closely, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Hear all the words that Sennacherib has sent to mock the living God. Lord, it is true that the kings of Assyria have devastated all these countries and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but made from wood and stone by human hands. So they have destroyed them. Now, Lord God, save us from his power, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, Lord, are God, you alone. Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent a message to Hezekiah. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, because you prayed to me about King Sennacherib of Assyria, this is the word the Lord has spoken against him. Virgin daughter Zion despises you and scorns you. Daughter Jerusalem shakes her head behind your back. Who is it you have mocked and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes in pride? Against the Holy One of Israel. You have mocked the Lord through your servants. You have said, with my many chariots, I have gone up to the heights of the mountains, to the far recesses of Lebanon. I cut down its tallest cedars, its choice cypress trees. I came to its distant lands, its densest forest. I dug the wells and drank water in foreign lands. I dried up all the streams of Egypt with the soles of my feet. Have you not heard? I designed it long ago. I planned it in days gone by. I have now brought it to pass, and you have crushed fortified cities into piles of rubble. Their inhabitants have become powerless, dismayed, and ashamed. They are plants of the field, tender grass, grass on the rooftops, blasted by the east wind. But I know you're sitting down, you're going out, and you're coming in, and you're raging against me. Because you're raging against me and your arrogance have reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth. I will make you go back the way you came. This will be a sign for you. This year, you will eat what grows on its own, and in the second year, what grows from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For a remnant will go out from Jerusalem, and survivors from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city. Shoot an arrow here. Come before it with a shield, or build a siege ramp against it. He will go back the way he came, and he will not enter this city. This is the Lord's declaration. I will defend this city and rescue it for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. So King Sennacherib of Assyria broke camp and left. He returned home and lived in Nineveh. One day, while he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adrammelech and Sharezer struck him down with the sword and escaped to the land of Ararat. Then his son Esarhaddon became king in his place. Hey gang, next time you're procrastinating that thing that's due any day now, and you're poking around on the old Facebook, look us up. We don't have any cat videos, memes, or clips of guys building tables out of epoxy and toothpicks, but we do have posts that make it easier to share scripture with others. And depending on your routines, you may even like having reminders to spend time in God's Word. You can find us by searching for Commuter Bible in the search bar, or just go to facebook.com/commuterbible. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thank you for listening. And remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.